We're joined now by Pete Gosar. He's the new chairman of the Wyoming Democratic Party, and he says he's optimistic that the party will be able to gain a better footing in the state.
We've initiated a return to what we do best, and that's caring about people. Paul Wellstone had a nice comment and a quote, and I think it bears to on our future. It's politics isn't about big money, and it's not about power games. It's about helping people, and so we've instructed all the counties, if they like that, to find a problem in their county and address it. And so, if for instance, hunger or child food scarcity is a problem, and quite honestly, it is a problem. 37% of the kids in Wyoming are on free and reduced lunch. Well, there are backpack programs throughout these counties, and be involved and be consistent involvement. And we think that being engaged and being part of the solution is a way to grow this party and help somebody out along the way.
But sort of on a more concrete level, what things are you planning to do to both make voters more receptive to the Democratic Party and maybe encourage more people to run as Democrats for public office?
Well, we're going to shed light on some of the stuff that we don't think many people agree with. And this referendum idea, House Bill 79, is just the first step. We don't think that those people in the legislature were sent to remove people's vacation pay or to impact it anyway. And so we think that maybe we should start solving those issues that we've struggled with in Wyoming, like the wage gap. Everybody talks about it, and if it was easy, it would have been solved. But, I think maybe the focus should have been spent on improving people's lives. And for instance, tipped workers, that's a great way to start with the wage gap. A high number of those, 75% or more, are women, and it's $2.10 an hour. I mean, that's just unacceptable. And if it takes having to add a quarter to my fare every time, well, let's do it, because it's money well spent to pay people a fair wage up front. And so I think the people of Wyoming, when they hear that and find out that the reports of our demise are greatly exaggerated, as they say, will now start to maybe think that there's a different way of doing business and maybe try to get involved with a party that actually stands up for people. And I think that you do the best messaging when you're out, helping a neighbor with a flood, or you help the soup kitchen with, getting their yearly donations. And so I think that's a big part. And I know a lot of people have rolled their eyes. I mean, like, oh, that's not going to work. But, I would point to history and say, well, I don't know, maybe Gandhi or Chavez or some of those others would take a different view on that.
So really sort of very on the ground, like, let's go help people out in a concrete kind of way.
Right. And I think that we'll organize about that. I think that many times political parties are seen as people meeting once a month to talk about and solving the world's problems. And although there's an important place for that, I think that the better organizations actually do something. And so we're going to plan on doing something. And when that becomes successful, we're going to do other things. And we think that the outreach, people around, when they see Democrats always helping, I think they'll take another look at us. And I think that maybe some of the struggles that we've had has been an image problem.
One of the things that that we've heard multiple times is that it's sometimes just hard to get people to run as Democrats for elected offices. What can be done to encourage more people to run?
Well, I think that they see the numbers, and some of the times the numbers are misleading, and oftentimes we don't have a candidate in some of these rural counties. And so the people who want to be involved in elections, whether they support our views or not, they always, register as Republicans. And so we need it to be a people that want to change something and are willing to endure, maybe a loss or two. But we're there to support people and give them the opportunities, take the roadblocks down, whether it be money or it's a scary proposition. I can talk about just running for election. And I think once you get past that, you find that it's kind of liberating also.
So realistically, where do you see the Democratic Party in a few years down the road in Wyoming? I mean, can we expect big changes?
I tell people, and I know they look at me askance, but I would not get into this position if I didn't want to at some point have a Democratic-controlled legislature. And I know that's a long ways off, and but that's you should always set out with the goal to win. And so whether we pick up seats or solidify seats or we get more candidates at the local level, at the city council level, we're going to improve and we're going to become more organized. And, you know, we're going to try to change the idea that Democrats are from someplace else and that they only occupy one corner of this corner of the state. No, there's plenty of Democrats out there and they're your neighbors. And for too long, they've been quiet. But we're going to start waking up, I think.
Pete Gosar is the new Democratic Party chair. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Willow. I appreciate it.